Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Reports have been coming in this week of mysterious lights over Jackhead Reservation in Manitoba, Canada, indicating a possible UFO crash into Lake Winnipeg. Military forces on snowmobiles pulling a large disc out of the lake have been reported. The Canadian military is said to have had vehicles lined up on the North Shore. They were threatening anybody who attempted to take pictures. Something was seen going down by 8 fishermen. Canadian forces said it was just a military training exercise. But was it? Apparently, a disc-shaped craft has been seen crashing through the ice on the lake. At least one person obtained photographic evidence, but has since been detained by the Canadian military. According to Lieutenant Colonel Paul Davies, commanding officer of the 38 Territorial Battalion Group, around 150 military personnel were at the frozen lake taking part in Exercise Arctic Bison 2015, a training program for dealing with emergencies in harsh environments. Davies says there's no aliens, just my friends in the Air Force who are out there helping us on this exercise. That was not a UFO. He said it was an airplane with a quick takeoff capability. From a distance, it may have looked like it was going straight up in the air, but it wasn't. An airplane taking off from a frozen lake? And what of the crash and the disc? Not to mention the photographic evidence and the witnesses. What really happened at Lake Winnipeg this week? There are several videos and pictures for you to take a look at darkmatternews.com. Let us know what you think. Well, by now you've heard the commercials for Alongside Night, but I wanted to tell you that I have personally watched this movie, and I absolutely love it. I don't normally personally endorse a product, but Alongside Night hits home with me on so many things that concern and affect me personally. It exposes the truths, the lies, and problems in our government. But it goes further. It offers solutions and hope, something we can all use right about now. Watch Alongside Night for entertainment, watch it for education, but most importantly, watch it for the future of America.
The 3-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com. Or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
A British mother got the fright of her life recently when she saw the ghost of a medieval bishop lurking in a picture taken at one of Britain's most haunted cathedrals. She took the creepy photo while visiting Norwich Cathedral with her family. She said there was nothing up there when I snapped the photo. But when she reviewed the pictures on her cell phone later, what she saw frightened her to the bone. She saw a creepy figure captured on an upper level of the haunted 11th century cathedral. The apparition appears to wear long robes and a tall hat like a bishop would wear. It's believed that this could be one of 12 or so bishops that are buried at the cathedral. The cathedral is reportedly haunted, and a number of ghost tours use it as a touring destination. Workers at surrounding building sites have reportedly seen objects moving on their own, or have heard strange noises. Visitors have also claimed to have seen other ghostly figures inside that cathedral. Some who have seen the image believe it is just an optical illusion caused by light bouncing off another part of the building's stonework. What do you see? Let us know at darkmatternews.com. Excited about that stylish top from J. Crew, but wish you could have it for the party tonight? Why not just 3D print it right at home? That's the vision embodied in a clothing printer conceived by industrial designer Joshua Harris. He developed the clothing printer with a group of colleagues as an entry in the Electrolux Lab Design Competition in 2010, where it placed in the semifinals. This clothing printer is conceived as a wall-mounted personal appliance that could be connected electronically to retailers. Fashion designers and apparel companies could sell digital designs to be instantly printed at home using material cartridges. T-shirt worn out? Tired of last week's fashion? No problem. Just feed it back into the clothing printer where the old garment gets broken down into new thread for reuse. The clothing printer, says Harris, would reduce or eliminate the need for closets, washers, and dryers, besides allowing instantaneous delivery of new clothing. Harris says that the technology for a clothing printer exists, but is not packaged in a form that would be suitable for consumer use. Do you have an oddity, a news tip, something out of the ordinary that our listeners might like to hear about? Send it to us on our tip line at darkmatternews.com.